Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're live today at the Mall of America for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs special commemoration event to mark the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And my special co-host today is Ann Sani, who is the Director of Communications for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And Ann, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be here. We've been planning for a year, and here we are. It's just so exciting to see this event come together.
We have. We've been talking about this a long time, and we had that preview show a few weeks ago. I hope we see a lot of Vietnam veterans, but I think we'll probably find out tomorrow, because that's the big presentation is tomorrow.
Correct.
Buses are coming in from all over the state, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Absolutely.
So it's finally here.
Right. We're excited, and already there's a number of guests here, so we're very excited to see everybody so far and hope they keep on coming.
Our guest today for this first segment is Trent Dilks, and he served as the Legislative Director for Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota for nearly 10 years. He's a two-tour Iraqi Freedom Veteran and an old machine gunner.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Trent, thanks for joining us today, and here we are talking about 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. It's pretty personal to me since I left Cameron Bay, Vietnam on May 15th, 1972. We were closing that war down for several years, so it's hard to pinpoint when's the day.
Yeah, it's hard to pick out. And, you know, it's when I came into the veteran services world, and still today, Vietnam veterans are the leaders still in the veteran services. And I've had so many Vietnam veterans to look up to admire, to show me. You know, the legislative person for the DAV before I came on was Bob Connors, a Vietnam veteran, a Purple Heart recipient. And so I've had a lot of mentors and a lot of people paving the way for the work that I get to do. So glad to be here and commemorating the 50th anniversary.
And I think we learned that back in Vietnam. It was kind of a tough time, but we don't give up. We just keep going and going.
No, and that's been the thing, and I actually had an opportunity to address a group of Vietnam veterans, and that was my main point was, you know, it would have been easy to turn your backs, the way that you know, they were treated and the fights for the benefits and things like that, but instead they leaned in. And when I came home from both tours, the airports, the where we got on the buses was lined, and you better believe it was Vietnam veterans first in line. So
never again were we going to let that happen.
Never again, and I have such a gratitude, and we owe such a debt to them. So I'm thrilled to be able to be a part of this.
And part of the reason for this day is the state legislature and the governor found it the ability to give some money to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs so that you could recognize the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And you got a couple of things you're working on here. One of them, I understand, is to thank the Vietnam veterans. And the other one is there's all kinds of resources up here on the second floor today to help our Vietnam veterans find out how they can get help.
Right, absolutely. Yep, we really appreciate the support of the state of Minnesota. In 2023, they allocated funding for this event, and we agreed it was very important to take this time to thank and express our appreciation and our respect to the Vietnam veterans who perhaps didn't have that same homecoming like you did, Trent, when you came home from deployment. So we're really excited to have this opportunity, and I hope the veterans will really feel that thanks and gratitude, and we want them to get the benefits that they have earned from their service. And I think sometimes veterans from all eras are hesitant to reach out for those benefits. So at the resource fair today, we have about 30 organizations all dedicated to serving veterans, and if you've never reached out before, now is the time.
Well, and we're going to talk about this a little later in the show, but Agent Orange was the big toxin that anyone that was in country on the ground, or Blue Water Navy, Brown Water Navy, exposed to that. There's a thing called the PACT Act that's covering a lot of diseases today. But Trent, I think I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We're going to have the big presentation at 11 o'clock in the Rotunda here at Mall of America. And when Ann was starting to plan this, I mentioned to her that you've got a lot of experience bringing veterans in from all over the state to come to a little event called Veterans Day on the Hill.
Yeah, yep. I was glad to, you know, I kind of came in at the tail end of the planning here, but glad to come in, and we are going to have 7 buses from all corners of the state bringing in Vietnam veterans. You know, we got Park Rapids, and we've got down from Springfield and Mankato and Rochester, so just buses coming from all over the state. And it's just such a worthy cause to make sure that more and more of our Vietnam veterans can come experience this, especially tomorrow with the big ceremony and things like that going on, and then to learn about their benefits. There are still far too many Vietnam veterans not utilizing the benefits they earned.
Amen. This is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're recording live today from the Mall of America for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs special commemoration event to mark the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And Trent, I want to come back to you. DAV is here. There's a lot of other resources here. And to our Vietnam veterans out there, there's a lot we can do to help them. We always send them to the county veteran service officers. But today, this weekend, they can come right here and they can find out how to get help.
They can. You know, we've got our department service officer here. Other organizations have claims reps and information available. And the first step is to find out what's available and then to follow through. And this is a great first step to get educated on the benefits that are available and some of the important resources that, you know, may not have been highlighted to their Vietnam veterans before.
And Ann, this is kind of opening a door. We're talking to a lot of Vietnam veterans. We're thanking them, something we're not used to. But we also want to make sure that they know the VA has changed, the VA hospital has changed. The things that they weren't able to do back in the 70s when we went out and looked at it, they can do and do very well now. And the place to start, unless they're here today, is their county veteran service officer.
Right. We work very closely with the county veteran service officers, and they're in every county across the state of Minnesota. So if you've never reached out and learned what your benefits are, please reach out to your county veteran service officer. We've got both the federal VA and the state of Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs that both have many programs and services that are here for you, and we just want you to make sure you get those.
Very good. Trent, we've got 4 minutes left in this segment. I want to talk about surviving spouses. I hate to admit it as a Vietnam veteran, but a lot of my buddies are going fast, and a lot of our Vietnam veterans have already died. But there are some benefits for the surviving spouses.
There are, and this has been an area of emphasis for me for years. You know, as we're talking about the benefits that are available to our Vietnam veterans and how much they've changed. So think about Blue Water Navy. For 30-plus years, the Blue Water Navy was told, you get nothing. You get no benefits. You know, your service connection for Agent Orange is denied. And many of those veterans passed away while still being denied their benefits. They left behind surviving spouses, who the last thing they knew of was there was no benefits and there was nothing to help them out. Well, that has changed. 2 years ago here, Blue Water Navy veterans were finally recognized for their exposure to Agent Orange. And now they're eligible for benefits, but for those who passed away, their surviving spouses are eligible for benefits. This is a huge change, and it's a group that it's hard to get to because they may not be going down to their local American Legion, VFW, stopping by their county veteran service office.
Survivors.
Yeah, they're survivors. And so trying to get the message out to them is so important. And the other part about spouses is, look, we have a lot of very prideful Vietnam veterans who say, I don't need those benefits. I understand that position. I disagree with it. You earned them. You should absolutely utilize the benefits you've earned. But think about it this way as well. There are benefits for the Vietnam veterans who are service-connected should they pass away for their surviving spouses. So if you're not going to do it for you, come down, learn about the benefits, see if you might be eligible, and we can help take care of your surviving spouses after you pass away.
So the surviving spouses or the veterans that are still here, start with your county veteran service officer. And if you can't, there's one in every county, but if you can't remember that, just go to davmn.org because the DAV of Minnesota helps with all of this, and they can help our Vietnam veterans and their survivors.
Absolutely. If you know of a surviving spouse, if you have a family member, you know, maybe mom or grandma, you know, and grandpa or dad passed away and was a Vietnam veteran. It's so important that they check back in. Share this information with them. You can go to davmn.org. You can go to your county veteran service officer. Find an access point and start to learn about those things. It's so important that the spouses and the surviving spouses, they give up so much to care for our veterans. It's really our mission to make sure we take care of them.
And one more thing to remember is the PACT Act was passed by Congress about a year and a half ago. It opened the door to so many more diseases. I think there's over 30 presumptive diseases, which means if you have those diseases, you are presumed to have been caused by Agent Orange. So the door's open.
It's open. I mean, 50 years of denials. And, it, you know, 2 years ago here, it changed. So people who have given up, taken their ball and went home, they're now eligible. We need them to come back in. We need them to stay connected with this. They've earned it. They deserve it. And we need to do better at taking care of them.
Not only Vietnam veterans, but it opens the door for oil wells, the first Gulf War, all that black smoke and burn pits, all of those things. The door is open. Come in. Ask for help. It's there.
They're your benefits. You earned them. Keep informed. Keep connected. Find a resource and continue after it, because they're going to change again. We're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep fighting to get more people taking care of more of our veterans and surviving spouses.
Very good. Trent, thanks for joining us, and you're going to stick with us.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about the 50th anniversary event and some support nationally. Later on the show, we're going to have Randall Dietrich on from the Minnesota Museum Veterans and
Military and Veterans Museum.
And then we're going to talk to Director Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're live at the Mall of America today, and we're here to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. State legislature provided some funding to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and that kind of sifted down, and Ann Sani is the communications director for the MDVA, and you got chosen to put on a great big event to thank our Vietnam veterans.
Yeah, we did, and we're so excited to have done this. It's just so fun to see it all come together after a year of planning, and we're hoping hundreds and hundreds of veterans come out here over the three-day period and really not only learn more about their benefits, but really have that opportunity to feel thanked and appreciated by their fellow Minnesotans.
And a lot going on. There's a mini traveling wall in the north atrium here, and we're right up on the second floor, and there's all kinds of resources available to help our Vietnam veterans with any issue they may have.
Right. Yeah, please come out and learn more about your benefits. And you're right, the first floor here at Mall of America, we've got the traveling wall, and it's really impactful. You know, you see all those names on that wall, and you just can't help it just be hit by those huge number of names.
And as a Vietnam veteran, that affects you almost as much as the wall in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one for me, but it's good to remember. And we got a special guest in this segment is Commander Brian Wisbicki. He's Chief Public Engagement, the United States of America Vietnam War Commemoration. Commander, welcome to Minneapolis, and welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Sir, I understand that across the nation, Americans are uniting to thank and honor Vietnam veterans and their families for their service and sacrifice. And this is the main focus of the United States of America Vietnam War Commemoration, and that's what you're involved in.
Yes, sir. So we were authorized by Congress and established in 2008 to thank and honor all of our Vietnam veterans and their families throughout the nation in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
Which is kind of a moving target because we were pulling out of Vietnam for 4 or 5 years at the end there. But this is as close to the date as you probably can come.
Right. Yes, sir. But actually, our commemoration is going to go all the way through next year. And the significance of May 15th, 1975 is the USS Mayaguez incident. And those are the final names that are listed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
And, sir, I understand part of your objectives, and this came from back from Barack Obama in 2012, is primarily to be thanking and honoring Vietnam veterans and their families for their service and sacrifice on behalf of the nation. That's something that's kind of new to us Vietnam veterans.
Yes, sir, and that's what we get a lot. You know, we can go out, and we do events like this all the time, and we've been all over the nation. And when you say, you know, thank you for your service, yes, it resonates, but really when you talk to a Vietnam veteran, when you say welcome home, that's what really gets them.
And, sir, at what point did you get involved with the planning for this event here in Minneapolis?
So I got involved about 6 months ago. I found out about this event from AFA, and they said, hey, there's this event going on in Minnesota that you might want to get involved with. And I contacted Chris and Ann, and they brought us into the team early, and we've really been helped to shape this event. And so far, it's been really incredible.
And, Commander, you told me earlier that you've been traveling around the country a little bit doing the same thing.
Yes, sir. So this is our final year of the commemoration. We're in a big push. And to reach Vietnam veterans, we have to go where they are. And to go to those big events in some of the bigger cities, this year we've been in San Diego, we've been in Fort Worth, we've been in Dallas, we've been in Los Angeles and Spokane. We've got some events coming up later on this year in Chicago, San Diego, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and, of course, we're here this week in Minneapolis.
Commander, I hope you like living out of a suitcase because you're moving around the country.
Yes, sir, but, you know, it's not about me, it's about the veterans. And the more veterans that we can reach and the more veterans that we can thank and honor, that's really our primary mission, and we do that with the Vietnam Veteran Lapel Pin. So we've already seen a lot of veterans walking around with those lapel pins. That's really special to us because there's commemorative partners that are doing their jobs. But we also have pins to give to those veterans that have not received those pins yet.
And I understand tomorrow at during the event, the formal event, in the middle of that, there's going to be a little pinning ceremony for those veterans that are there.
Yes, sir. So we've got a special guest coming. So our director, Major General Ed Crystal, who's a Army two-star, is coming, and he's actually going to give remarks during that presentation, and he's going to be here. So that's special as well.
I'm looking forward to meeting him and introducing him because Ann talked me into emceeing that event tomorrow. So this is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're live at the Mall of America for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs special commemoration event to mark the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And Commander, I want to ask you, you've met Vietnam veterans all over the country over the last couple of years. Is this like a three-year duty that you signed up for to do these things?
Yes, sir. So it is 3 years, and I'm starting my third year now. I started this back in 2022, and it has been a fun ride. Let me tell you, I've met some great Vietnam veterans, learned some great stories, and I'll tell you, every time you can reach out and thank a Vietnam veteran, there's just something special that goes along with that.
So, Commander, how are my fellow Vietnam veterans looking? How are they doing? It's been 50 years. I don't know where those 50 years went, but it went fast.
Well, you know, I look at Vietnam veterans, and I'll tell you, there is a lot of energy out there. And it's amazing to see all of them that came out just this morning since we've been here. It's amazing to see them up and walking around. And, you know, they've got more energy than I think I do.
Well, one of the things we've always said is never again. Are we going to let any of our troops be treated the way we were? I think that was just because it was a hangover. It was the end of World War II. It was the end of Korea. The public was tired of wars. But never again do we want that to happen. And most of the Vietnam veterans I know are working somehow to support today's troops and their families and trying to make sure that all veterans get access to their benefits. If we send you off to war and you're exposed to some toxic exposures of some kind, we owe it to those troops to take care of them.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that really resonates with me. When I deployed to Afghanistan, when I came back, the first people that welcomed me home when I got off the plane were Vietnam veterans.
And we've made a point of doing that, and we talked in the first segment a little bit about the PACT Act, which Congress passed, but it's not only about Agent Orange for Vietnam veterans, it's about the oil wells that were burning in the first Gulf War. It's about the burn pits for Afghanistan. Toxic exposures, the PACT Act opened this to all the way back to my generation, but right through to yours.
Absolutely. And you know, you guys really set the foundation for what we're doing here today. And I really appreciate that because we couldn't do what we're doing today in uniform without what you guys did in Vietnam.
Well, we don't want you guys to wait 50 years for benefits or to be able to go over to the VA healthcare system. And you work closely. We're going to have Director Kelly on in the fourth segment. We're fortunate here in Minneapolis. We've got one of the best VA medical centers in the country.
We do. Minneapolis has a great reputation. And, of course, Minnesota is actually served by four different VA locations, the biggest in Minneapolis. But we've got St. Cloud, and then we've got Fargo and Sioux Falls. So no matter where you are in the state of Minnesota, there's a VA nearby.
And they're vastly different from what they were back in the 70s when I first went out there. And I wasn't too impressed, so I went away. But fortunately, I've been back out there the last decade, and that medical care out there is second to none. It's very good. And I hope you've heard that and seen that across the country, Commander.
Yes, sir. So the VA is one of our biggest partners, and every time we go to a big city, we always link up with the VA and do events with the VA because that's where the veterans are. And there are different VAs, you're right. I've heard nothing but great things about Minnesota, so keep up the great work.
And for our listeners, there's a big difference between the federal VA, who process the claims and take care of the cemeteries and take care of the hospitals, and the state. And of course, you're part of the state, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and you've got about 90,000 Vietnam veterans you have to take care of.
That's right, yep. And we do want people to understand that, there's two levels of benefits, both federal and state. And the state of Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is here to serve our Minnesota veterans as well. And, we're over 90,000 Vietnam-era veterans still living that we're here to serve.
And for all of those veterans, if you've got any issues related to your service, just give them a call down at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I think it's 1-888-LINK-VET.
Correct, 888-LINK-VET is our number, and give us a call or go see your county veteran service officer. Great way to get started.
Very good. And, Commander, last question. How do our veterans and families contact your organization, the United States of America Vietnam War Commemoration, if they want more information?
So we've got a great website. It's www.vietnamwar50th.com.
And all kinds of information there that they can learn about it.
All kinds of information, downloadable things. As you walk around the area today, all these posters, those are all downloads from our website. So there's a lot of resources and a lot of information, so we'd encourage you to come visit.
Commander, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much.
We're broadcasting today from the Wall of America for the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Randall Dietrich and learn what he's been doing with the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum to help with this event. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're live at the Mall of America today for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs special commemoration event for to mark the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And my co-host is Ann Sani, who is the communications director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And we talked to the DAV in the first segment, and Trent Dilks and his partners, they're pretty excited about helping Vietnam veterans.
Absolutely. We've been really fortunate to have so many organizations that we partner with, DAV being one of them, but all of our veteran service organizations, we can't do it by ourselves. We really need the community involvement, the partnership with many other organizations, and that's how we reach all of our veterans across the state.
And, of course, we're here today at the Mall of America for 3 days. There's all kinds of resources here. So if our Vietnam veterans come out, we can help them with any issues they might have from the time they served in the military. Yep. And, of course, we talked to the commander there about how he's traveling all over the country to commemorate the 50th anniversary. But we got a special guest now. It's Randall Dietrich, who has served as the executive director of the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum at Camp Ripley for the last 7 years. And he's been a frequent guest on the show. Randall, welcome back.
Tom, so nice to see you again, sir.
You're tripping me up a little bit. I used to say the Minnesota Military Museum, but now it's Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum.
That was a very intentional choice that our board of directors made, and we're glad we made it. It communicates our mission, which is to support veterans and tell their stories.
And, of course, you've got so much, so many items up at Camp Ripley's, you don't have enough room to store them, and so you're in the process of raising funds and building a new building.
Yeah, for more than 40 years, veterans have been voting with their feet, coming to our museum, sharing their artifacts with us. We are stewards of those artifacts and of those stories. We ran out of space to display them long ago, and thankfully, we've raised $32 million in public support to build a new 40,000-square-foot facility at Camp Ripley, and construction begins next month.
Oh, here we go. We want to have you back on the show when you got a little more time to talk about that building. I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm one of the big promoters of telling everybody when you go up north fishing in Brainerd, stop at Camp Ripley, stop in there and take a look at that, particularly if it's a rainy day, because you've got a lot of history there and a lot of things to look at. Now, we're at the Mall of America.
Right.
3-day deal, a big event tomorrow. How have you been involved, and what type of memorabilia have you brought with you?
Sure. Well, the whole idea of the museum is we want people to come and see us at Camp Ripley, right? But it's a big state, and our commitment has been to reach out statewide, and this is a great opportunity to work with MDVA here at the Mall of America in Bloomington. We developed just for this event a traveling Vietnam War exhibit that is on display in the atrium here at the Mall of America.
At the North Atrium, and it's here for 3 days. And, of course, we've been, Ann, you've been publicizing that for, seems like, a year.
It has been a year that we've been in planning. And, yeah, I'm so impressed with what Randall has brought to the mall here today. It's just really well done and, I think, very educational. We want to not only thank our Vietnam veterans, but we really want all Minnesotans to be more educated and understanding of the Vietnam War. And I think Randall's displays really help us move that way.
And Randall, you've been working on Vietnam for a long time. You did a series called the Vietnam War Roundtable. Is that still going?
Yeah, we're looking at restarting it, actually. It sunset. It was a victim of the pandemic and then our fundraising efforts to build a new facility. But now that we have some breathing room with construction starting, I think it's time to revive that roundtable. And then downstairs now at the Mall of America in the North Atrium is a number of artifacts we have on display, kind of inspired by, you know, Tim O'Brien's and the things they carried, right? What is on display is what soldiers might have been carrying into the field, as well as other stories based upon oral histories we've done and even those Vietnam War roundtables that we recorded a couple years ago.
And you were doing World War II roundtables for a long time, but we're running out of those guys.
Yeah.
So it's probably time to get as many Vietnam veterans on there and talk about them as you can. And,
yeah.
And I know that you're doing some oral histories here today, too.
We are. We really want to capture those experiences, those stories of our Vietnam veterans. And so we have a couple of organizations here that are based out of Washington, D.C., and have said they want to talk to Minnesota Vietnam veterans. They want to hear their stories and capture those experiences. So there are some opportunities for people, if anyone hasn't signed up yet, to stop in and talk to us. And how can we capture your story?
This is Minnesota Military Radio. We're live at the Mall of America today for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs special commemoration event to mark the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And, Randall, I want to come back to you. I am a Vietnam veteran. And I can't believe it's been 52 years since I left Cam Ranh Bay, Vietnam. That just went so fast. Mm-hmm. But if we've got Vietnam veterans that want to share their story, share some memorabilia, they got some photos, how do they go about getting a hold of you? And I'm sure you're collecting up as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Our curator and archivist are both here at the Mall of America to engage people right now. Dan Ewer, our archivist, is downstairs connecting with veterans. They work full-time at our museum. You can find our museum at minvetmuseum.org and reach out to Doug Thompson, our curator, or Daniel Ewer, our archivist. Those photographs and those letters and those diaries speak so much to the experience that you and others had during the Vietnam War, and we want to do our best to display those things in that new building coming up here pretty quickly.
And Randall, I want to just mention, a few years ago we lost a really important veteran, General Vesey, and of course he served in World War II, fought all the way through Africa up in Europe, and he served in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And what a special guy. He started out as an E-1 and he ended up as a four-star general, and he even went back to Vietnam to try to recover the MIAs.
Yep.
And you've got a huge amount of material from him.
You know, we were very proud to be the principal repository of his artifacts nationally. Our museum is that, and even in the traveling exhibit here at the Mall of America, General Vesey's name appears a number of times for the reason that you just identified, and the fact that he is at that cemetery at Little Falls with the Veterans Cemetery, and being connected to us, both proximity to that cemetery and also with the artifacts we have, is something that we are proud of, because that 46-year military experience is so impressive. And I think one of the things that people do see when they go through the traveling exhibit here and see General Vesey's story and other stories, we watch people wander through the exhibit and conversations get started with people. And that's what the exhibit is really about, is to start conversations between and a dialogue between people, our staff, other people visiting. So we're proud to be part of that conversation.
Yeah, we were honored some years back to sit down with him, and we videotaped an interview, 2.5 hour interview with General Vesey, and some of the stories he told just makes the hair on your arm stand up. And he was so generous with his time and those stories. And I know you've got that video there too. And what an incredible man!
Yeah, just very. Very humble, extraordinary leadership, but also a very humble man. You know, on our YouTube channel for the museum, we do have a documentary that was broadcast last year about General Vesey, his 46-year military career. Everybody should study that man and his legacy.
Well, he wasn't a big, tall man, but he was in charge of the room when he was there. And funny, quick story, yeah. He was on for a show we did and did a segment on Vietnam, and he stuck around, and 2.5 hours he was there. Everybody cleared out of the studio. He came back in by himself, and he came up to me, and I stood up, and I said, "Sir," he says, "Tom," he says, "I've been interviewed thousands of times, but nobody's been better prepared than you. I read 200 of his speeches that one some general accumulated, and we walked through it, and he was just so generous and so caring. What a great experience.
And coming up, as you know, at the end of the month is General John Vesey Day, which was state legislature defined that day, June 29th, his birthday. And on our website, we will remember the man and that legacy on July 1st with a virtual program of people telling stories, much like you've been doing, about General Vesey. So if you want to learn more about him, join us on July 1st in the evening. Information is now on our website. And just share stories about that man and his legacy.
And it's hard to talk about Vietnam veterans in the museum without talking about General Vesey. And
right.
We had access to him because the adjutant general at the time was General Nash, and they were good friends. And so they were very generous. You've got a great partner here with the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum. I'm sure that you spend some time and you're helping each other collect up whatever you can for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. We've worked with the museum in the past, too, a couple of years ago when we had our 20th anniversary of 9/11. We were very involved with that as well. And, yeah, it's been great to have a partnership with the museum and just to have Pearl Harbor Day now remembered. The museum's taking the lead on that. So there's just a lot of moments during the year where the museum is just an appropriate partner to kind of take the lead on some of this history.
Randall, I want to thank you for joining us today and for sending some of your folks with Doug Wortham over to Normandy.
Yes,
we've got a special page on Minnesota Military Radio where we're playing the third show today, but that page is going to have four shows and some bonus coverage and some diaries, photographs, 80th anniversary of D-Day. What a great opportunity, and thanks for the partnership to put that together.
Yeah, and it's all archived on your website, I know, so listeners can log on anytime and listen to those programs. So kudos to you and Doug Wortham. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's nice that you've got every one of our shows up there in your archive, and we'll see what that exhibit looks like when you get your new building.
Very good.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.
And we've got one more segment to go, and we've got Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center to join us. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're live at the Mall of America for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs special commemoration event to mark the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, and a lot of things going on out here. We've got a very special guest joining me now is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director Kelly, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Tom, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Sir, we've talked about a lot of things over the years, but this is quite an event. It's an opportunity for the country and the state to say thank you to my fellow Vietnam veterans and to provide resources to help them with anything that happens. And, of course, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm a disabled veteran. I get all my care from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and your people do a fabulous job over there. But what an opportunity to talk to my fellow Vietnam veterans who maybe haven't had anything to do with
Minneapolis VA. This is really quite a setup over here. This is an opportunity for us to see those Vietnam era veterans, thank them, and for them to maybe take a little something away when all the services and opportunities here, if they can make it.
And get them signed up to add a few more veterans for you to take care of out there. And numbers are important. You've taught me that, you know, I was one that I had health insurance and I didn't want to do this. But I earned it. I signed up. I'm getting my care there. And it helps you to get funding because you've got another veteran to take care of.
You know, especially with fewer and fewer Minnesota veterans, Tom, it's important that those veterans who are eligible and enrolled in VA healthcare, it helps us to sustain our direct care system. So we like that. We want to take care of the veterans. It's good for us. we think we take good care of veterans. We think it's good for them. So sign up and get your health care with us.
Yes, sir. And there's a little act that Congress passed about a year and a half ago called the PACT Act that expanded coverage. It goes all the way back to Vietnam veterans, but it also covers our veterans that were in the first Gulf War, exposed to oil wells burning and the burn pits of the more recent conflicts. And when we send our troops out into those conditions, when they come home, we need to take care of them.
You know, the enhancement to that, Tom, or the acceleration of the PACT Act now is making those veterans who weren't necessarily deployed to Camp Lejeune or Afghanistan, but they were just exposed to toxins wherever they were stationed. So for that veteran who went to Pensacola and had air traffic control training and had to learn how to put out a fire on an aircraft carrier, if they were exposed to toxins, didn't have to deploy, we're going to take care of them. They should get screened, and they should get their health care with us.
And today, all they have to do is go to their county veteran service officer, and then they'll help them with the paperwork, and then maybe go to the DAV or another one of the veteran service organizations that help you document it. You're ready, willing, and able to take care of them, and you've been hiring, haven't you?
Yeah. In fact, you know, we're always hiring doctors and nurses, and, of course, we have 13 clinics around the state. I was just up in Ely last week. A little harder to hire up in Ely than it is in the metro area, but we're doing it. But it's again, on the screenings. We're going to be doing screenings tomorrow out here at the Mall of America, those toxic exposure screenings. People should get screened. And, you know, again, you may not think you rate care. You may not know that you rate care, but you might.
And
so
it's just a series of questions. It's not a blood test or anything. And if you're eligible, then they set up a follow-up appointment, and we'll get you taken care of.
Exactly.
Director, I've been the primary host of this show for almost 14 years. I'm coming to a point as a Vietnam veteran where it's time to take a step back. We've got a guy we've been training in for years, a retired state of Minnesota command sergeant major. I got one more show I'm going to do for July 4th, and it's a special show to me because we're talking about aging and taking care of our disabled veterans. And as a disabled veteran, I'm hoping that I can learn how to do that gracefully. You think your people can teach me that, Director?
Well, we'll do our best. But, Tom, I get a little emotional in knowing that you're having me on one of your last shows. And I have to say, over the years, the 11 years that I've been here, you have had me on your show over 100 times. You know the exact number.
Yes, sir.
And you have had our staff on many, many of your shows. I Googled Minnesota Military Radio. There were 450 results from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. You have covered us, allowed us an opportunity to speak to your listeners for the 11 years that I've been here. And there were times when things weren't great in the VA, but you were a faithful helper of ours and of our veterans to get the word out. Sometimes it was research. Sometimes it's clinical care. No matter what it was, you were willing to help us to get the word out, support veterans, and I am sad that you are leaving Minnesota Military Radio. I know I'm going to see you around, but I'm sad you're going to not be on the radio very much.
Well, if you need me, Director, I can talk to the Sergeant Major and probably squeeze in for a show. But there's so much going on at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. You've got a chaplain's crew out there, a corps, do a marvelous job. When I found out some years ago when I was going in to give blood once a quarter, if I schedule it right, I can go in and get a little quick wash, you know, hand wash, a little Catholic service, see your chaplains. Once in a while, see if I saw you there. You've got all the research. There's so much going on out there and so many stories to tell. I've been thrilled that we've been able to be partners and be able to share that with people that listen to 68 radio stations all over Minnesota.
Well, I have some really terrific memories, and one of the things that anybody who interviewed with you on your show, universally, they were nervous, they were scared about being on the radio, but they said, boy, that Tom Lyons, he walked me through, knew just what to do, and they left there feeling very comfortable and confident based on your interview with them, Tom. So we're internally indebted to you and Minnesota Military Radio. So, you know, a lot of great shows. I have a lot of great memories. This past summer, we had the Secretary of the VA on talk about the PACT Act.
Show number 700. It was great. And your office at the VA Medical Center. Thank you,
Those
sir.
Have been some of my favorites when you've come to the Medical Center. We've done big shows in the atrium. A lot of people standing around watching. made me nervous, but you were just your normal self, and you did a great show. So I have a lot of great memories.
Lieutenant, you're paying attention. The director likes live shows at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, so make sure that's in the plan. That's our producer, Lieutenant Rosso from the Minnesota National Guard's Public Affairs Office. Director, we just got about a minute left. I've enjoyed every minute with you, and I intend to do whatever I can do the next decade to support our veterans and their families. And I've got a couple of things that I'm going to be doing helping you out at the VA. I'm not ready to quit. I'm still involved in the show. I'll still be the backup host. And if you need me for a live show, I'll talk to the Sergeant Major and we'll see what we can do.
But that would be appreciated.
It's been a great partnership, and I want to thank you for your full support. And I know you're going to do well with the Sergeant Major going forward.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, thank you, sir. That was Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. Trent Dilks from DAV of Minnesota, Commander Brian Wierzicki, Randall Dietrich from the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum, Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. And please join us next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.